Hi, this is Richard from Short Films Teachers Love, which is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back. Today I'm talking about being thankful. That's right. And I'm focused on those people who in your past made a difference in your life today, whether they were teachers, instructors, educators, mentors, just someone who took time to guide you, that type of thing. Because I want us to remember family, but today what I'm talking about is remembering those strangers who took an interest in our lives. Yeah, maybe you'll even take time to create your own gratitude list and reach out and find somebody to say thank you to. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, welcome back. Are you thankful for people? No, I know. It's easy to get caught up in thinking about what we don't like, what we really don't like, and what we really don't like. But have you ever stopped to think about who you're thankful for? I mean, this time of year, I think about my family and friends and my immediate family, like my kids and my spouse, and I think about my extended family. I think about my in-laws and their immediate family and so forth, who've taken me in over the years after my parents passed. You know, I think about aunts and uncles and extended family members. And I think about how all of them, you know, even the ones who are just now only in my heart and memories, I remember, you know, the good times and the help they were to shaping who I am, you know, or helping me simply by being there. You know, they're just there. And, you know, I'm sure you have some of those memories in mind right now. I mean, you know, maybe it's some fantastic, you know, when you're with your kids and you're doing something like scouting and you're out in the woods and you're doing stuff, or maybe it's like being a soccer coach or a basketball coach watching your kids play sports or whatever it is, or maybe it's the people that you came in contact with through the different booster clubs and things like that at the same time. You know, it's how about band trips, and how about, you know, holiday celebrations, and how about those things that, you know, just happen over time where many of the events have disappeared in your memory, but, you know, you, for some reason you remember the people that you're thankful for because you had some sort of contact with them. Your lives, you know, passed each other, and you, for whatever reason, had contact. You know, over the many episodes that I have recorded for Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, I've asked my guests, my visitors, I've asked them if they had a teacher or educator or instructor in their past who they're thankful for. If you go back and listen to many of those episodes, that's how I finish. It's one of my last questions. I asked them if there is a teacher in their past that, if given a chance to say thank you, who would it be, and what would they say? You know, in my professional career, there have been many colleagues and peers, supervisors. You know, just there have been many people that have made a difference in my career path and in the way and shaping me who I've become, and who we've, you know, become more than just hey, how you doing in the hallway type people. And instead, we got to know each other, and they helped change who I was as a teacher, as an administrator, as a principal, as a leader. You know, I go back into my Army days. You know, there's one or two or a few more in my Army days who had that same type of impact, who, you know, I wish I'd taken a few minutes just to say, hey, thanks, man. You know, there are a few from the different degrees. You know, I've got several degrees. I'm not bragging. It was a lot of hard work and getting through, but I didn't get through it on my own. I had to have some push. I had to have some pull. I had to have some people who believed in me. And I couldn't have survived it without them. And, you know, of course, in school, from elementary, you know, at least as far back as I could remember, you know, from elementary through high school, there are several who I'm thankful for now. So how about you? Do you have any thoughts about people who you're thankful for? If we had a chance to talk with them and you could answer that question that I ask most of my guests, what would you say to them? Who would it be? And what would you say to show your thanks? You know, it's funny because throughout my path that has, you know, led me to where I am now, there's always been those individuals. There's always somebody, you know, it was just in them to take an interest, to get to know me, to recognize when I needed a kind word, to build me up when I needed it, to put me in my place when I needed that. You know, to help me understand and learn more about the world and push me to do more. So who are you thinking about right now? Do you have anybody in yours? I mean, really, do you have anybody in your past who you think about in terms like this? I mean, I have a whole bunch that come to mind, but some had way more impact than others. What about you? Are you starting to think of anyone in particular? Someone that you wish, because you know they're gone now, that you wish long time ago you had reached out and said, hey, thanks, and this is why I'm thankful. Or how about if you could find them today? You know they might be there, but if you could find them today, you would say just that. You would say, hey, I just wanted to let you know. Don't know if you remember me or not, but I remember you, and this is why, and I'm thankful for that memory. So do you have a face in mind now? Do you have a name, maybe? I mean, because sometimes we have people who impact us, and we've forgotten their names because they're in the past, and as we think about it, that might be that person who really made a difference in our lives. And remember what I'm saying. I'm not discounting. I don't want you to. Right now, we often simply focus on our families, our immediate and our extended families at this time of the year, in the United States especially. In the United States, this is Thanksgiving time. And it's all about bringing the families back together again. And even the ones who are on the outsides of the family, you know, you reach out there and you really hope that we can all come together and kind of put aside whatever separated us and share in that turkey and whatever those traditions are that you have. Well, right now I'm thinking about who else would you invite to that table if you could? Who else made a difference in your life who you're thankful for that you might want to have that discussion about who gets the last piece of pie and who's going to eat that turkey with you, you know, who gets the legs and whether you like stuffing or not. And if you have stuffing, there's certain things that you just got to have in that stuffing. How about the discussion over pumpkin pie? You know, is pumpkin pie something that you just have because it's expected, or is it something that you really like? I know my favorite is apple pie, but you know, I like pumpkin. Not as a kid, no, but I learned to like pumpkin. I like that stuff, you know. So I want you to think, where we're focused right now is, remember, these are not family members, you know, especially those family members who like you no matter what mistake you have made or what fall you've taken or what mess you've lived through. I'm talking about strangers for the most part, who their only role was really to teach you something. But they did more for you for some reason. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, we have those people that we come across in our lives who, you know, they get paid to do something. They get paid to be a teacher, they get paid to be an administrator, they get paid to be maybe even a mentor or a guide or something, or you know, that volunteer leader who they don't get paid, but you know, they do it because but somehow they took an interest in you. They took an interest in you to help you, to push you, to pick you up, to help, you know, figure you out so that they could help you become whatever you wanted to become. So, I mean, I want you to really think about this. These are people who truly made an impact on you. Because think about it, we do come in contact with a lot of people over our lives. And many of them, you might have a memory or two of them, but many of them, they just kind of, and they're gone. You know, it's the impact is minimal, and maybe the only reason why you remember them is because something goofy happened that day, or there's something else that makes you remember them. But did they really have an impact, or did they even understand or even think about you in any sort of way that they might have had a positive impact on you? I mean, because sometimes, I mean, think about it, we get into a lot of conversations with people, and you know, when you can tell when they're really not listening to you. You can tell when they really don't know even who they're talking to. You know, it's funny because I've been to, as an educator, I've been to lots and lots of reunions. Not my own, mind you. Yeah, sad. I've never been to any of my own. But I've been to lots and lots of reunions for, for students and stuff like this. And I've had people think, in my early days, it was funny. I was there. I had been a student teacher at this one school, and every day I was in the teacher's lounge or having lunch at a certain time, and there's a certain group of teachers there. Well, through fraternity and other relations, I end up at a reunion for kids at that same school. I get invited to it, and so I go. And I'm there, and I'm hanging out with some people, and I see some people that I recognize. These were teachers who had spent every lunch with me for a whole bunch of months and almost an entire year. And so I'm like, phew, I got some people that I recognize and I can talk with. And so I go over there, and the first one immediately says to me, "Hey, man, good to see you. How you been doing? Oh, you look great, blah, 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 blah." And he's saying all this stuff to me, and suddenly it dawns on me, he thinks I'm one of his former high school kids. What was really funny was when he ran into me the next week at the school. And I'm at the school, and he's there, and he goes, "Hey, weren't you at the reunion the other night?" And I said, "Yep." He goes, "You're not one of my former kids, are you? You're the student teacher who's here at the school." I said, "Yeah, that would be the case." And he just said, "I'm sorry." He goes, "A lot of times that's what I have to do when I don't remember anybody. I do exactly what you experience." So, yeah, I've been there. I've done that. So I'm not talking about that type of person. But by the way, he didn't make a whole lot of difference in my life. But he did. He was somebody who I worked with, and he is definitely stuck in my memory because of that night. You know, so let's get back. I really digress there. Let's get back on track here. You know, these are people that made an impact on you. They took an interest. They accepted you, pushed you, assisted you, picked you up when you needed them to. And so who do you have in mind right now? Who's there? What picture do you have? Even if you don't remember their name, I'm sure there is somebody that you now have in mind. Well, you know, somebody that maybe, even if you can't reach out to them, you might tell your spouse now, you might tell your kids, "You know, I remember this guy." You might tell a colleague and say, "Do you remember?" Yeah. You know, it's funny because I have some guests who have said, you know, they've said that they don't really know who to talk about when it comes to talking about a teacher. And I say, you know, hey, that's all right. You can talk about anybody who's had that that type of comment, because they'll say something funny. They'll say, like, "Well, you know, most of my teachers really didn't like me, or I didn't like them, and they couldn't wait to see me leave." And even though it's kind of funny, the same, it's, you know, a little sad, because that means that no one maybe really took that positive interest in them. And I'm sorry to hear that. But in the end, they always come up with somebody to share with us, whether it's a, you know, classical teacher or not. There's still that person, that mentor, that person who took an interest in them. So, kind of thinking now, aren't you? Yeah, you are. You know, I would say the same to you. I want you to think, you know, who played the role? You know, you've got to have someone who played that role. That if it's not one of your teachers, it's somebody who, whether it's a mentor, someone who was a leader in a activity like scouts or band or German club or, you know, whatever that activity was, you know, do you have that person? Who is it that played the part of the teacher, the sage, the instructor, the mentor in your early life that if given the chance to say thank you, you would choose that person? Well, you know, at one point in my career, I used to do a presentation called My Five X-Men, dun, 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 or My Fantastic Four. What my point of those presentations were was that, by the way, those movies were out at the time and they were popular. And I didn't want to, you know, do my Amazing Spider-Man. I wanted to do, you know, groups of people who made a difference in my life and talk about them. Because my point was in those presentations that as educators, we can be the superheroes for kids. Because we can. We can make a difference in their lives. All we have to do is take an interest. We have to go beyond what we get paid for. We have to take that type of interest where we notice that they're sick when they come into school, or we notice that they've been out and we reach out to them, or we go take an interest and watch them, you know, perform in their local play or in their little league, on their little league team, or go see the band play and perform, or go watch them in their soccer or basketball, whatever it is, and comment to them and take an interest like that. Yeah, I bet you're starting to think now a little bit about those people in your life who did that. Now, today I might choose the Avengers. My Avengers! But like I said, in these presentations, I highlighted people from my past who I consider to be superheroes in my life. You know, in that group were a few family members and an individual or two who just made such an impact on my life that I am eternally grateful, and I hope that I will never forget their impact on me. So how about you? Do you have those people? I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. And if given a little pad of paper and a pencil and a little quiet, you could write them down rather quickly. And within a matter of moments, you'd be able to tell whatever story you wanted to that makes you remember them. So who are they? And what would you say to them? Especially, would you say thank you in public to them? You know, I recently interviewed a guest. His name's Jesse Cole. He's the CEO of the Savannah Bananas and author of Get Your Yellow Tux. And and he shared that he reconnects with people through his gratitude notes. You know, and I think that's it's important to kind of come back to that, because that was a neat thing. I asked him to talk about that a little bit because I read about it in his book. And it impacted me completely, so much so that he inspired me to start making my gratitude list. And I've spent some time now looking at who will soon get a thank you note from me. Have you thought about that? Could you do that? Could you create a gratitude list? Now, unfortunately, on my list, there are some people who the only way I can say thank you to them is to keep them in my memory and share my thoughts about them to other people. But there are others on that list that have made a huge impact on my life, and they soon will be getting thank you notes from me. And I'm very thankful to Jesse for sharing those thoughts with us, because it made me think that there are people in all different aspects of my life who I need to say thank you to, because I am very grateful for their impact on my life. So who would you thank? Who would you write a note to? Who would you send one of those notes to? Have you got that picture really implanted in your mind now? If you created a gratitude list, who would you put on the list? Who would you go out, buy a thank you card for, find their address, and put a stamp on it, and then send it after you wrote whatever it is you were thankful for? Who would you, by the way, careful that order of things that I just shared with you, but I mean, what is there somebody that's on that list that you would, as soon as you put them down, you would go, you know, I need to go buy the card now. I need to go write something down in it, and I need to put it in the, you know, put that stamp on it and put it in the mail and send it now. And by the way, if you can do something like that, that's even more impactful, because you hand wrote a letter in this day when people barely ever leave each other handwritten notes. So, who is it? You know, who should you reach out to? Who should you reach out to and find in email or through social media? I mean, because some of them, that might be the way that we have to find them in order to say thanks, because we know they're still out there. Now, I want to remind you, I would hope that parents and spouses and your children and other family members would be a prime focus. But today, I'm asking you to think about those strangers, teachers, instructors, educators, trainers, mentors, those people who made a difference in your life. For some reason, they took an interest and made a difference in you and for you. By the way, if you don't remember their name, just tell someone about who they were. You know, I have a few like that. I think back, and there are some who made a difference in my life, who made a difference for me, who positively impacted my life. But unfortunately, their name's been lost to me. So I'm sure you have some of those too, but don't push them aside. You may not be able to find them and say anything to them, but you can sure tell the stories. And you can tell someone and you can say, you know, I'm thankful for this person. This is why. Just wish I could remember their name. You never know. Someone may come back to you and say, hey, guess what? Remember that story? Could it be one of these three people? You never know when that's going to happen. Okay, so here are, I'm getting ready to share three from my list, all right? And please know that there are more. I think back, I could add an incredible number of people to this list. I just wanted to share a couple with you because I wanted to kind of spur your thoughts about who you might be thankful for. You know, and in some cases, I've waited way too long because I don't know how I would find them. In some cases, I do know that they are no longer here. They're just in my heart and in my memories. You know, as I note, I just want to say this. I'm very jealous of friends and colleagues who've lived in one place, because before I tell you my three, you got to understand something. I love it when I hear colleagues and friends talk about having family reunions and bringing people together and inviting the former elementary teacher and all this sort of stuff to the party, because they've lived in one place or they've lived close enough to that same place. And so they have all these contacts and they bring them all together. And for some reason, the family is able to come together. And it's so cool, because I'm very jealous of that, because don't have that. I moved around too much. My family did. And, you know, just to kind of get an idea, I attended 3 different elementary schools, 2 different junior highs. And for those of you who don't know, a junior high is the predecessor to the middle school. It actually had all right, so, you know, elementary school went K through 6 or 1 through 6, and junior high went 7 through 9, and then high school was 10 through 12. And so it's just interesting because I attended 3 different elementary schools, 2 different junior highs, and 2 different high schools. You know, the good news is that I can definitely say that I met many different people. I mean, thanks to moving around like that, there are lots of people that I came into contact with, and many of them, many, many, many of them, I do not want to forget. You know, so with that being said, here are 3 of my teachers, instructors, mentors, you know, or just plain or adults who had a positive impact on me. And I'm very thankful for them for taking an interest in me as a kid, because without their interest, without their support, without their pushing, their support, without their pulling me, without their just saying, hey, things are going to be okay, who knows? Who knows? But I got to tell you, I'm very thankful for them. And you're going to hear that there's one on this list I don't remember. There is not a name that comes to mind, but my experience with him was very, very impactful. All right, so here we go. Number 1 on my list, I wish I could remember his name. I really do, because he had an incredible impact on me as a 7th grader. And I lived a long way away from the school. I had to catch the bus. I'm not one of those who lived a mile from, you know, just within the bus route distance. Nope. I lived a bunch of miles away from the school and had to catch the bus in order to get there. Now, I played trumpet. I was in the band, and I had a trumpet that I borrowed from my uncle, and had this big case, and I had to take the bus to get to school. So that's right. Number 1 on my list is a bus driver from 7th grade. And here's how the story goes, and it works like this. I was on another person's bus route, and she was not fun. I think she was a little mad at the world. Not only was she angry at the world, she was, I really don't think she liked kids. And on her bus route in the morning, she had elementary through high school. And the only reason why I know that, the only reason why I know that is because there were seniors on that bus who had been on her bus for years who really did not like her. And at the end of this one school year on her bus, they right there before the year was finished, a couple of the seniors got down in front of the bus, laid down on the street, and refused to move. That's right. So behind her, she had cars backed up because they were waiting for the kids to get off the bus. And in front of her, she has three seniors lying on the ground, stretched out, saying, "We're not moving. We don't like you. We hate you." Things like that. You know, and today I look back on that and I feel sorry for her. But at the same time, I'm about to tell you an experience I had with her that I understand if you had ridden on her bus for a long time, because I didn't meet her until I'm in seventh grade, all right? I don't meet her till then. And at the end of that, toward the end of that seventh grade year, this is when this happens. And so going into my eighth grade year is when, or actually the end of that seventh grade year is when my shift in bus drivers is going to happen. So I don't have to deal with with any more kids wanting to lie down in front of the bus. And then I'm going to have him for my eighth grade year until I move in the middle of that one. And so it works like this. You know, I'm pretty sure he had an interesting, you know, just had a simple name like Jones or Smith. But here's how the story goes. All right, so that happened that one day. You know, that was the end of the year. But before that, let's back up just a little bit, because that was experience with those kids who had enough, all right? And they laid out in front of her bus. But throughout the year, she basically would lay down the law, and then a lot of times the people who got blasted were not the kids who were doing the things wrong. Instead, you got blasted because she would send a message sharply through you that if anybody else acts up and you weren't acting out. I didn't talk on the bus. I didn't have anybody to talk to. By the way, I just want any of you to know that these are pre-Walkman days. Yeah, if you don't know what a Walkman was, these are even pre-Walkman days. These are so way pre. There are no smartphones. There are no cell phones. There's none of that stuff, and there's none of those other personal listening devices that came along between the Walkman and and the phones that we have today. And this is even prior to the boombox era, where kids started carrying around their own private giant boombox, which, by the way, weren't allowed on the buses. So with that being said, you know, you just kind of stared out the window or you talked with your friends or whatever, and she would just blast anybody, but really didn't the kids who needed it, right? And one of the things that ends up happening is that bus ride was a pain. Oh my gosh, you just never knew what was going to happen next. And so with that being said, it was not fun. And one day I become the target of her angst. And it works like this. I'm getting ready to catch the bus. You know, I'm coming out of the school and running to the bus. I got my trumpet in hand. I've run to the band room, got my trumpet, and I run to the bus and I go to get on. And she says, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm getting on the bus." And she said, now, mind you, I've been riding this bus for this entire school year. All right. She knows who I am. I have this trumpet with me all the time. And she looks at me and I haven't changed cases. I haven't done anything like that. I have the same suitcase looking protection for my trumpet. And I go to climb up on the bus and she says, "Where are you going?" And I told her, and she said, "No, you're not. That case is too big. You're not allowed to bring that on." I said, "I've ridden this bus a whole bunch and I have this trumpet with me." And she said, "You're not allowed on the bus." Well, you need to know that the system at that time had a list of things that were allowed on the buses, and trumpets were allowed on the bus. There were a couple other instruments, like, you know, the giant stand-up bass that would not have been, or a giant tuba that would not have been. They specifically stated this on this list. And what we had done was we had gotten permission to, you know, make sure that the trumpet was allowed on the bus, and it was. And she had seen me time and time and time again. Well, some reason that day she was angry about it. She leaves me at the school. I'm a long ways away from home. All right. Now, you know, I'm not about to tell you that I walked through the snow and up the hill, especially because this was in Florida. But there are no cell phones, and I have to go inside to ask somebody if I can use a phone so I can call my parent to tell them that I've been left at school, that I've missed my bus. And because I'm like 9, 10 miles, maybe even 11 miles away from my home. And So eventually my parent gets to school, and this is my mom, and my mom lets school officials know a little bit about what she thinks, you know, having been a principal. Now, in my adult life, I can only imagine what this talk was. I did not witness it. I was asked to stay outside by my mother, but I could hear her on the other side of the door. And eventually what comes out of this is I no longer have to ride. They asked her for a couple of days to bring me back and forth to school. And then within just a couple of days, I get to meet Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith. And I'm pretty sure it was one of those two names. And I'll never forget him, because now I need to remind you that the reason why I moved around a lot was because my parents were divorced, not because they were busy, couldn't decide where to live. It's because they are divorced, and I end up living in different places. I end up spending weekends with one, and, you know, there's all kinds of things that come with divorce, all that fun stuff, right? And so one of the things that happens is that this gentleman, he learns a little bit about me. Actually, the first time he meets me, he explains to me that my trumpet will be fine on his bus, and he encourages me to, he introduces me to a few of the kids that are on this bus. Now, some of them I already know because I know them from school, not from riding the bus, and actually, I'm thankful because now I'm on their bus, and it's like, oh, cool, I got some friends, you know, which was nice. But he took more of an interest in me than that, and it works like this. Now, mind you, he's not a teacher, but he taught me a lot, lessons that I would use as an adult and still do, because he takes time to find out who I am. He says hi to me every time I get on the bus. He says goodbye to me after I get off the bus. Ooh, there's something new, right? And he takes a personal interest because he notices that on some Mondays, I am late to the bus stop. And he says to me one day, he says, now I'm not, you know, 30 minutes late, but I'm late. And he says, tell me what's going on. And I told him about my parents being divorced and that there's some weekends that I'm with my dad, and my dad lives a lot further away than where my mom lives, to that bus stop. And so we're running late. And by the way, before you think I'm blaming my father for this, it's really me. I'm pretty sure it was me running late, but I'm coming a long way from my dad's house. And so he would tell me, he said, just let me know on Fridays that if that's a weekend that you're going to stay with your father, and I will make sure that I know to wait a few minutes on you, because it seems like that'll work. Oh my gosh, I'd never had an adult take that much of an interest in me that they would ask something like that. And he did. And he kept his word. He would wait. Now, I was never 30 minutes late, but there were times when I'm like getting there and they're boarding the bus, and, you know, I can see them boarding the bus. And so he would have to wait just a couple of minutes so the car got there, or it was, you know, something like that. It was never 30 minutes, 15 minutes. It was always somewhere within 5 minutes of the bus. But he spent time. Now, I got to tell you, he did have a nice little talk with my father about needing to get me there, because I got the talking to afterwards also from my dad. But that's a whole other story and a whole other lesson learned. But whether his name was Mr. Jones, whether his name was Mr. Smith, whatever his name was, I'll never forget him because he would talk with me. He took enough of an interest to change his behaviors so that I wouldn't be left at the bus stop. And he made sure that if I was out for a few days, if I didn't ride the bus, he would ask if everything was okay. He took an interest. I'll never forget that bus driver. And what's sad is that we move again in the middle of my eighth grade year. And so this is why I don't remember his name, because I probably would have had him as a bus driver for several years if I'd stayed in one place. But so I get him in the middle of my seventh grade year and have him through the middle of my eighth grade year, and that's it. But in that short period of time, he's somebody who I will never forget and always want to remember. So let me do, if number one is the bus driver in seventh and eighth grade, number two on my list, and it's funny because when you start thinking about this, sometimes you have to go, if I'm going to narrow this list down, I better, you know, figure out who I'm going to choose. And you know, it's funny because there are just any number of teachers, it turns out, or people who are in my life that at the times as a kid, that many of them had an impact on me. Now, there were some who they probably wouldn't remember me. even if it was a couple months after I'd left their class, because I was the quiet kid, I did my work, I didn't get in trouble. I was just there. Well, some of them, even if they didn't remember me, I remember them. And so on this list, the one I'm going to choose, because, you know, now we're talking about somebody who impacted me from my middle school years, those days, junior high. now I'm going to talk about elementary school. Because in elementary school, and there weren't many, because there are teachers who had an impact on me, but there aren't many that I want to remember because of the things that I told you before, that they either pushed you or they pulled you or they knew a little bit about you as a person enough to take an interest. And one of those teachers who did that was my fifth grade teacher. Her name was Miss Pierce. Miss Pierce, one of the things, and she was very, I mean, you got to remember, the elementary teachers in those days, they taught everything except for art and music. I mean, you went to other people for those classes in the building. But other than that, they taught every subject. And what I remember most about her class were these two subjects. One was, she spent a lot of time in science. She actually sparked my interest in, and you got to remember, I'm in Florida at this time, and I'm in an area where when the launches happen with Apollo, you can see the trails in the sky, all right? And it's really cool. And you know, those days they stopped everything. They bring the TVs in and you could watch the launch and stuff like this. Well, she had all this NASA stuff, and we would watch films, and she had a little science lab, and I would stay during lunch. She would let me stay during lunch. There were a couple of us that she would let us stay, and we would watch these film strips, no video, no DVD, and no streaming anything, right? we would go in, and she had all these boxes of film strips that she would check out of the library, so that we could look at them that were on the planets and the stars and the moons and stuff like this. And she had microscopes. She had all kinds of cool stuff that was science-related in her classroom. And I wanted to stay during lunch. And so she'd let us stay, and we could look at that stuff. We could use it. She would show us how to spend a little bit more time with us on the microscopes and things like this. It was such a cool experience. And this is the type of impact she had on me, is that it made me want to know more. I wanted to learn more. The types of books that I would check out of the library, I started really reading. In those days, they'd sit in the library, you go check out a book. Well, you know, if you're just being compliant, you go, you find a book, you check it out, you take your time, check it out, and then you keep it for the couple of days, and then you turn it back in so that nobody's yapping at you, right? So you're just being compliant, because that's not exactly what I was. I was really into superheroes, and I had my comic books and all that stuff. Don't get me wrong, I read other books, but library thing was just to do it so that I did what I was asked to do. But instead, she makes the difference in me. I want to really find books, and I start checking out books, whether they're on animals or whether they're on historical events or whether they're about science. Ms. Pierce had this impact on me that made me want to find out more and read more. And one of the things that she reciprocated with was that there were two of us in that class that, as a result of our interest in reading and learning more, we end up being volunteered by her for a reading program. And I don't mean for our reading, but because we were strong readers, we got to help younger kids with reading. And I'll never forget that, because that was really cool, because not only was she expanding my world, and it impacted me all through today, she also then took an interest and volunteered me, because believe me, there were kids of parents whose parents were very involved and stuff like this that she didn't choose, and there were kids who were way more vocal than me, because I'm a very quiet kid. I was a quiet kid. I sat in the room. I did my work. I tried not to get in trouble, and that's why a lot of teachers probably would never remember me. But she took an interest and put me into this program, which was so much fun, being able to go work with somebody and help them read. And who knows, maybe she's the one who planted the seed in me that one day I'd want to be a teacher. Might have come from there. So then I've talked to you about the bus driver in the 7th and 8th grade. I've talked with you about my 5th grade teacher, Mrs. Pierce. Now I want to share with you my all-time favorite, because, and no, I'm going to use nicknames in here, but I mean them with all my heart, all right? This is this nickname is just comes from the heart, and that's Mrs. E.J. Johnson, who was my senior honors English teacher, and she was amazing. She got to know her kids. She knew you. She knew how you wrote. She understood. She pushed you. She made you want to do more. She did things in her day, in her class, that were so far forward. She had reading circles, things today that were called, today we call Socratic seminars. She was doing then, and I don't think they really had a name for it, which was, you had to read this, you had to read that, and you bring them together and you come sit in a circle, and then you start answering questions with questions and trying to figure out the answers. And she had these reading circles where she would allow us to bring food and we would have to read these books. Now, some of the books I really did not care for. One of them was William Faulkner's The Bear. I mean, the first part of it, yeah, awesome. Yeah, giant bear attacks. Arr! But the rest of it, sorry for all you people out there who love that book. We read All the King's Men, by William Penn. See, I remember these things, right? That book, just wasn't exciting to me. But the Iliad, on the other hand, was. And I found that fascinating. And our discussions around it was amazing. And there were other things that we read and we did. But I'll never forget, because she really pushed you to want to do more. And, and what I didn't know was that along the way, and I met new friends, because I got to tell you this, and I got to tell you this part of the story, by the way. And oh, by the way, I want to share my nickname for her, because I call her Yoda. I call her Yoda because she was wise. She was short, and she had to walk with a walker. So instead of a cane like Yoda used, she used a walker. And I don't know how old she was when I had her as a teacher. I just know that she probably was a lot younger than what I thought she was. But she'd been a teacher for a long time, and she was amazing, and she had so much knowledge. And oh, by the way, she just wasn't green, but she did have that I'm pretty sure those ears might have been a little pointy. But she was amazing. Well, in Florida those days, they had the basic track, the average track, and the advanced track. And, they didn't really mingle too much, except in homeroom. That's where you met everybody, because you were put in the homeroom by last name. And other than that, if you were on those separate tracks, you really didn't come in contact with each other, except in homeroom and lunch. And I guess I should say in the classes like band and foreign language and ROTC and stuff like that. All right. So with that being said, I'm on the average track, and I'm just tootling along in the average track, doing fairly well. And for my senior year, I get put into, and by the way, I'm only in this school for 2 years. I'm there for my 11th and my senior year. And so there aren't people here who've known me for a long time. Even the band director, I meet a band director during the summer. He's removed during that same summer. I have a new band director for the fall, and then for my senior year, I have a new band director. So, I mean, it's, even that part of my world wasn't stable. So, with that being said, I get to meet Yoda, who's amazing, and I get to meet a whole new group of kids. I get to meet, I'll never forget, the two friends that we really become good friends in this class and work together on everything. And, that was kind of my little crew then, at least in that class. And we have, and I'm interacting and enjoying her class, even though it was tough. Oh my gosh, was it tough. It was all I was trying for that A. I was trying for that A. I came really close, ended up with a very high B in that class. But, it's one of those that puts hair on your chest type things. But it was amazing. I'll never forget her. And it was funny because, like I said, the other classes were all in the average track, and I never thought about this until I was telling my presentation one day about my X-Men or my Fantastic Four. I was giving my presentation, and someone asked me, they said, how did you get in the advanced track in the first place? And I hadn't thought about that, and now this is one of those names that I never remember, because when I stopped to think about it, the only way into Yoda's class was through my 11th grade English teacher, and I did not like her. I didn't like her to the point that, I would write things that I discovered that she didn't like military topics. And you have to know, I was focused on becoming an officer in the military. I was a cadet leader in my RTC unit. I was eventually I become the cadet commander of my RTC unit. And so when something annoys her about this, I discover that that's what I start writing about. Anytime we get free response papers, it's always about something military. And it's funny because there's just something that I didn't like that she said that sparked something in me that said I'm going to disagree with her whenever I can. So do any of you have any students like me? And with that being said, it dawned on me, and I've got to figure out how to find her name. I've lost track of my yearbooks a long time ago with all that moving going on, and so I don't have her name. And it's funny because I did not like her, yet she was the reason why I got to meet Yoda. Oh my gosh. Talk about impactful. And I want to share this with you about Yoda. I mean, like, for example, you want to know somebody who knew her kids. One day I come in and I must have looked terrible. I was never out. Never, 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 never out. If I'm out, it's because my parents kept me out for some reason. And that didn't happen only maybe once or twice. And over my entire time in school, all right? And I come in and she looks at me and she says, "Steve, are you okay?" And I said, "I'm okay." And we have a test that day, by the way. And she said, "Well, let me know if you're not feeling well." And I said, "Okay." So I don't know what I look like, but I must have looked bad to her. I sat down, so much so. Now, remember, she used a walker and she had to get up and come over to me with that walker. And she does that. She comes over to me. She goes, "Are you sure you're okay?" And she goes, "I know we got a test today, but you sure you're all right?" And I said, "Oh, I'm fine. I'll do fine. You know, I at least want to take the test." And she said, no. You know, let's see. We'll wait a few more minutes. And I had her class first thing in the morning. And so that's why I'm in there a little early. And she comes back over to me again in a minute. She goes, "You know what? Let's go call home and let's see if somebody can come take a look at you." Well, I'm glad she did, because I was then out for 5 days. I had an extreme temperature. I was sick like no tomorrow, and it took me 5 days before I was back in school. Somebody who was never, ever, ever absent. Yeah, and she recognized that in me. And then when I got back, she helped me get caught up. You know what? I would never have met Yoda if it hadn't been for a teacher I can't remember her name. She's my 11th grade English teacher, and I did not like her. She's my 11th grade average track English teacher. And she's the only way I got to see Yoda. Huh. Talk about two people who are seriously, seriously heroes in my life for so many different reasons. Because Yoda made me think differently about the world. She helped me think and put my thoughts together. Now, she didn't tell me how to think. She just helped me think better. She helped me write better. She helped me want to read more. She helped me want to think and talk at a higher level than, you know, just talking about my comic books or a cartoon or something like that. It's cool. But I never would have met Yoda if it wasn't for the 11th grade English teacher in the average track who I didn't like. So the three people that I would say thank you to were my bus driver in the 7th and 8th grade, Mrs. Pierce, my 5th grade teacher, and Mrs. E.J. Johnson, my senior honors English teacher, Yoda. But also, with that, I would have to find my 11th grade English teacher, because she broke me out of that track and got me a chance to meet and work with and get to know Mrs. E.J. Johnson, Yoda. So who are you thankful for? Well, I hope that this has helped you think about that, and I hope that you'll maybe create your gratitude list and maybe reach out and say thank you to somebody who's made a positive impact on your life. It's time to give thanks. It's time to say thanks. And remember those people who made a difference in our lives.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is excited to be a member of Voice Ed Radio. Voice Ed Radio, your voice is right here. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends.